Blog Talk Radio.
I'm gonna lay down my burdens down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'm gonna lay down my burdens down by the riverside and steady walk no more. Again. I'm gonna lay down my burdens down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'm gonna lay down my burdens down by the riverside and steady walk no more.
Such a blessing. And so I just want to
say good evening to each and every one of you. Those of you involved in Blog Talk land right there in Norway, Canada, the continental United States, this is our fight in incarcerated mind with the incarnated Christ show. And so we just have you all with us this evening. And anyone else that is tuning in at this time, we're so glad to have you. Just praise God for you. We're going to sing one more song, and then we're going to have a word of prayer. If you have any prayer requests, I want you to type it in. I want you guys to continue to pray for the recovery of my brother. God is an awesome God. He answers prayer. My brother had a very serious surgery. My third brother, Darnell, had a very serious surgery, and it looks like the doctor said everything seems to be fine. Looks like he's came out with flying colors. Good to see you, Hines. Silent fire. Amen, somebody. All right. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And what can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And oh, precious is that blood that makes me white as snow and more. That I know nothing but the blood of Jesus. And all my pardon, this I see, nothing but the blood of Jesus. And for my cleansing, this I believe, nothing but the blood of Jesus. And oh, precious is that flow that makes me white as snow and water. Don't I know nothing but the blood of Jesus. Now this is all my hope and peace, nothing but the blood of Jesus. And this is all my righteousness, nothing but the blood of Jesus. And oh, precious is the blood that makes me white as snow. Don't I know nothing but the blood of Jesus. And oh, precious is the blood that makes me white as snow. Don't I know nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. You know, cough there, a little dry parts now. Get a little break in there and then come right on back with a stanza. Amen, somebody. Feel like singing one more song. Give me that old-time gospel. Give me that old-time gospel. Give me that old-time gospel. And it's good enough for me. Makes me love everybody. Makes me love everybody. Makes me love everybody. And it's good enough for me. It has saved all the fathers. It has saved all the fathers. It has saved all the fathers. And it's good enough for me. So give me that old-time gospel. Give me that old-time gospel. Give me that old-time gospel. And it's good enough for me. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. So it's good enough for me. Give me that old-time gospel. Give me that old-time gospel. Give me that old-time gospel. And it's good enough for me. For it will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven. It's good enough for me. Again, give me that old-time gospel. Give me that old-time gospel. Give me that old-time gospel. enough for me. Amen. Just so excited about what God is doing. Even my sister, I see my sister Shawan's on. We call her TT. But she, her and her family, beautiful family, just have to continue to pray for her. She's doing so many grand things right now. And what are you doing, Lord Williams? Waiting on a friend request. Okay. I have to find you, Doc. Find you where you're at and hook you up. And so she's also doing her TV show, a little TV thing on Facebook Live about preparing meals and doing the quality time and not having to spend so much time in the kitchen and other things, but being able to think ahead. And I was watching the other day. I had some great ideas, you know, about how to cut corners, but not cut, I mean, cut costs, cut corners time-wise, but not in quality. And just gives you some things to think about. So I just want to commend her. She's coming out of her little shell. Not only that, she's got this blinds business that she's doing some great stuff for. So we just want to commend her, pray for her. And you look her up, Shawan Burns. She's doing some great things. Also, Zane Gillian. She's a salesman for Unique. And so she has some great products. And she's been a great supporter of us. And so just want to commend them, too. And definitely put them out there. Look up Zane Gillian as well and see what she has for your stocking stuffers and et cetera for the holidays. Praise God for that. And anyone else that's doing anything, I just want to praise you. For those two, I know definitely was at once quiet and now are coming out of their shell, man. Be careful what you ask for you just might get it. Amen, somebody. Let's have a word of prayer. Again, I want you to continue to pray with me for the recovery of my brother. Doing a magnificent job. Spoke to him this morning. And he's recovering very well. So proud of him being able to take care of the business and do it in soldier-like fashion. When you talk about going in and having your body opened up, it ain't an easy thing. But he realized the importance of it. Got it done in spite of the controversies or the situations were there, and is living a better and is doing better because of such. So we're just praying pain medicine continues to hold on, the healing will take place because everything's a process. But God is an awesome God that's answered prayer. So I want to pray for him and pray for others that are going through some things. We're going to talk today from Psalms chapter 70, a call for deliverance. So what are you asking for? Let us go to God in prayer. God, I just Father, in the sweet name of Jesus, Father, we come to you today thanking you the best we know how. Thanking you for just being a great God, for beside you there is no other. Thanking you for just loving us in the manner in which you do, for continuing to wrap your loving arms around us, that we feel you, we know your presence, we feel your presence, and we're not alone, and we're so thankful for that. Not only have you made us that promise of not only a guardian angel of just being with us forever, by always being there present, waiting for us, God, we know that you're there. Those of us who walk by faith, who believe that faith, the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen, but can see your footprints in the sand of faith, know that you're near on every side and you're with us in every obstacle. And so we come to you for all answers. And as we continue to grow, we learn not to move without you. It means we got to buy a new car. We go to prayer, asking you to guide us to what we need, not what they're trying to throw at us, so that we won't be upside down, but that we'll have what we definitely need to handle what we need to. Father, we're just so thankful for you. We need a new job. We need to come to you. Father, we need some essentials. We need to come to you. But we don't just need to come to you begging. We need to come to you thanking you. Different kinds of prayer. Prayers of thanksgiving. Prayers of confession. Prayers of adoration, and then prayers of supplication. See, why we always come with prayers of supplication. But, Father, sometimes we just need to lift up holy hands and just say thank you for everything that you've done. Thank you for delivering my brother, Darren Maywood. I should continue to strengthen him and bless him the way he stands in need of. Thank you for delivering so many people, Father. At the same time, you are an awesome God. For besides, you are a way maker when it seems like there is no way. Those that are incarcerated, Father, we ask them to learn, take this time to learn more about who you are, to gain a relationship with who you are so that they, whatever has them there won't have them there. You can be locked up and not locked up. Some of you can get this on the way home. You can be locked up and not locked up. Paul and Silas in the inner prison, singing and praying and just having a great time in fellowship with the Lord, even though they're locked up in chains and they're in the inner prison with guards around them. But the jail had so much effect that even the jailer and his entire household, many of the people were baptized for the remission of their sin, just wanting to know about this joy. So God can even use your uncomfortable, uncouth situation if you repent and turn to him to be a testimony to somebody else so he can still get glory. God can shine even through mud. That's how good God is. But we need to quit throwing mud on God's shining ability. So we need to ask God to help us in our daily walk, help us in our daily talk, help us how to think, how to move, how to study, how to love for your love. Help us how to forgive for your forgiving. And Father, the most important thing, when you have forgiven us, help us to forgive ourselves. Many times, many folks are hurting, even on this day, because they have not learned how to help themselves. They haven't learned how to forgive themselves for things that have bothered them. And guilt is something that will cut you all the way to your grave. But we learn how to truly give it over to you, drop it on the altar. Recognize that we never, none of us are perfect, that we are an awesome creation because it was an awesome God that created us. And when we learn to tap into your purpose for us and find out what that truly is, then what we are going to do is we're going to find the power that we definitely need to continue to stay the course. So, Father, as we go into our lesson this evening, praying for those that you're sitting here today, that they will be invigorated, they will be lifted up, and they will go back after this lesson, not only to relook at the lesson and hear it again and take notes, but also and study, but also to revisit the scripture and put themselves in the scripture as David did and continue to see how they would say it even in today's time frame. Oh, Father, we know you are a God of past, present, and future. But you're a God that leads us to the future because you led us to the cross. We thank you for what you did, the stance you took on Golgotha Hill, having to die an unmerciful death, a humiliating death, a hurtful death. But we're so thankful for you, Father, for just being a great God. For beside you, there is no other. We love you. We adore you even on this day. This is our prayer. It's in Jesus' name. Let's collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. Good to see you, Caesar. Great track star from East High. Great brother-in-law. I ask you just to be with him, strengthen him and his family as well. Praying also for, see Chubby Carrier on here. Grammy Award-winning Chubby Carrier. A Zydeco buddy. Play a lot of great music and tour the world together. I should be with him and bless him and his family as he continues to move forward. Cloris Williams is on with us, and others are on. I may not have saw it come through, but praise God for you. Get a chance, share this video, if you will, so people can other people can be blessed as well. Psalms chapter 70. We only got a few verses today. 5 verses, and the lesson will be yours. But we're praying that these 5 verses will have something for you. The Bible says, God, and I'll be reading from the Holman Standard Bible, Study Bible, and you, the Holman Collegiate Study Bible, and you read from your translation. God, deliver me. Pray to help me, Lord. Let those who seek my life be disgraced and confounded. Let those who wish me harm be driven back and humiliated. Good to see you, Diane Killen. We're in Psalms chapter 70. Let those who say, aha, aha, retreat because of their shame. Let all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let those who love your salvation continue to say, God is great. I am afflicted and needy. Hurry to me, God. You are my help and my deliverer. Lord, do not. I had the title today's subject is what you ask God for. When we think about deliverance, many times we think about salvation and what we're wrapped in our salvation in the end times, and we're in the last days now. I just want you to know that there are no more days. The next stage is Jesus' return. But we're in the last days now. And in those final days, and only God knows when that end of that time is. You don't know. We don't know if it's today, if it's tomorrow. But the thing is to be ready and to be anticipating the second return of Christ. And so in doing that, you have to be ready. Are you ready? If Christ would come today, would you be ready to go? Or do you still have some unfinished business? Well, there's no wait time. So whatever that is, if you need to repent, you need to get it done now. If you need to make some changes, you need to get it done now. Because God is going to do what he's going to do, and it's going to be in a swiftness, in the twinkling of an eye. And change will take place, and there will be no time. No time at all to make a change. But when you go to God, good to see you, Carmen Winters, in Psalms chapter 70, when you go to God and you pray to God, what do you ask for? Do you want to be delivered from? See, salvation, deliverance, getting me out of a jam, there's different variations, and we serve a God that don't just wait to the end to take care of us, but he gets us out of some stuff right now. Come on, be truthful now. There's some things that you've done. There's some things that you've thought. Some things and actions that you've had in your life that you should have been received nothing but judgment for. Probably even locked up at times. But God has given you grace and mercy. Has seen through the fire of your life and has accepted your repentance and your silliness and has protected you to help you through this pilgrim journey. But as we sit here and we look at David's call, the first thing David says is three words. And the first one, he acknowledges the God of heaven. See, when you don't know who to talk to, then there's only one person to go to, and that's God. Well, your best friend is looking at the caller ID and situations got so bad that they may not even pick up the phone. Right? When you find yourself in the jam, that's when you really know what kind of friends you have, because they may or may not be around. But good to see you, my friend, Psalms chapter 70. But as we see, a God is the one that can help us through these difficult times. David says, God, deliver me. Anyone need some deliverance today? Come on, let's be real now. We can be delivered from addictions. You may have a sex problem, a gender problem, some stinking thinking problem. You may have an alcohol problem, a wacky weed problem, that's what they used to call it back in the day, right? Cannabis issue. You may have some kind of a pill addiction, or you may just have a fetish that you shouldn't have, some things that has your way out there that you can't control yourself, but you need God's help with. There's some things you can just walk away from, but some of these things are bothering you so long, you can't do it on your own, and you realize that you've been wrapped up so much in it that it keeps drawing you back. that you in this situation is like two crabs in a bucket. You know, when you got just one crab in a bucket, that crab can get out. All you got to do is just throw that arm over there at the top of the bucket and pull himself out. Why? Because there's nothing pulling him back. But when you have an addiction or somewhere else in that bucket, no crab will get out of the bucket. Right? Because as soon as you pull that boy up, something's pulling you back down. The next one reaches to get up and then pulls it back down. And so it's just this constant pull, this constant struggle. And life is past was when I would try to do good, evil was always present. You may have woke up today on the good side of your mattress, right? You may have woke up today with a good hair day. It ended up being a bad hair day. You went to work and somebody said something to you, and all of a sudden, your emotions took over. And you no longer, you feel bad about what you said. Because you're wearing it on your sleeve. You're under a lot of stress. You're going through some things. You don't know who to turn to. You're trying to keep a stiff upper lip, but you won't talk to nobody. You need to do like David does. God! To live from you. So we can go to God. Strongest power that ever has been known to man. The strongest gift that's ever been given to man. And all we have to do is ask. And he's readily available based on our relationship with him to forgive us of our sins. God will get you out of a jam again. See, we serve a God not of a second chance, but we had a second chance years ago. But God keeps loving us over and over and over again. He keeps getting us out of situations over and over and over again. You know what it's like? You ever been a parent, you had a child just continue to do some things over and over again, no matter how much you tell them, how much you pray for them, how much you work for them, you're constantly having to struggle with them. Had a talk with my brother today, and he shared some things with me today, and he said, like, I ain't been all that. Matter of fact, I'm the child that's giving mom a whole bunch of issues. So, Doc, we all have had our own moments. He said, but I feel so bad about it. So, well, the thing now to do is just go forward, because mama's always going to be a mama. No matter how bad you've been, you're still mama's baby, and she's going to be there. He said, you're right. So as soon as I get out of here, I'm going to be with my mama. And I pray that he stays on that track. Spend some time with mama, because when mama's gone, if you ain't never been on that front bench, then you can't counsel nobody that's been on that front bench. You don't understand what it's like. God blesses you with one conduit pipe. Good, bad, or ugly, you make sure that the problem's not on your end. And what you can correct, please do. So all that time, you don't have to be feeling guilty about what you didn't do. But God delivered me. See, when you get to a point in your life, it has nothing to do with your age. When I say life, I'm really talking about your faith. When you get to a point in your faith that you realize that it's time out for toxic people. It's time out for toxic situations. It's time out for toxic relationships. And it's time in for God. And you realize how much you have overlooked that. Now you want to redeem the time that you can't get back. But now it's time you want to go forward. Because God has granted you grace and mercy. And has carried you through those times. So God, deliver me. Make a list today. What's going on in your life? What's going on around in your friend's life? What's going on in your family's life? What's going on in your world that you need deliverance from? And you take it to God. And do like David said. Remember last week we talked about Jesus' prayer. Prayed for himself. Prayed for his disciples. Then he prayed for those that believed on him. What you need to do is the first thing, for you to help anybody else, you got to help yourself. God, deliver me. See, now I've been strengthened. Now I can go and strengthen my brother. But I can never be stricken when I'm trying to play cover, I'm trying to be slick with it. I'm trying to act like I'm all that in the bag of chips. I'm arrogant to the nth degree. We need to understand, in order for God to deliver you, you got to humble yourself. Lower yourself in front of the mighty hand of God. Allow God to do what only God can do. Oh, God can take an ain't and make a saint. He can take a messed up life and make you a testimony. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. God can clean you up, give you legs to stand, give you the ability to be a man. God knows what I'm talking about. When everybody turns their back on you, church folk look crazy at you. Don't want to be a guy. They'll pray with you, but when you need something, you can't find them. When you ask them to come, they won't come because of political reasons. They don't want to get. They don't want to throw rock out the hand and over. But when he caught up in the web of mess with Jesus, if he felt that way, and he would have never took a stand, which case would we be in? So when you're really dialing out, when you're really hurting, when you really need help, all the pressure you can depend on is God. You can't even depend on your money until you got a good job. You got a pretty decent job. You've been working for a while, but something go wrong with your car, something go wrong with your family's sickness. And all of a sudden, you got to go to the bank that you've been using, taking your money in and out of, and paying bills or whatsoever with. You say, listen, I need a loan to help me with some of this stuff I got going on as a need. And they said, well, let me pull your credit report. You got some things on your credit report because you need the money. They're not there for you. But if you don't need it, they're constantly there for you. They want you to take it out. Why? Because they know they can get it back. The last thing they can take it, freeze or whatsoever else. But I don't need it till I need it. We serve a God that's not rarely in that fashion. We serve a God that when you're down and out, when you're broken on me, when you're broken inside, you say, God, deliver me, and God hears you. I'm a sinner, brother preacher. God don't hear a sinner's prayer. Who told you that? Who told you that lie? A sovereign God hears everything. But he's only going to honor what he chooses to honor. The Bible says he reigns on the just and the unjust. Or you can go grab the Bible if you want. But I'll tell you right now, if you go to John 9:31, the sinner in that text that they're talking about is Jesus. Jesus never sinned. They're condemning him for healing a man on the Sabbath day, but he never sinned. What's more important, saving of an individual or liturgical guidelines? You better be about people, for God is love. God is love. So, deliver me, God. I need breakthrough. I need help for what I'm going through. Help in my home. Help with my children. Help on my job. Help in my own head, because sometimes I just think crazy. Difficult out there. Help with my family. Help making it to a level, better level, so I can, a higher level, so I can move like you would need for me to move. Help me with my decisions. Just help. Ask God to deliver you. He is waiting. Notice what David says. God, deliver me. Hurry to help me, Lord. Sounds like some pain. Sounds like some urgency, some immediacy that David's going through. He needs rapid action. You never need instant care, urgent care. You never need a 911 call to God. Many times what happens is you want to cut a deal with God. God knows you're lying when you tell the deal. You try to cut the deal, but he gets you out the jam anyway, only to show you your faith. But once God's got you out the jam, you're feeling pretty good. You go on back your way, go back to your old way of being. You don't forgot all about God. So let's stop treating God like a second-class citizen. You don't like to be treated that way. Why treat the God who gets you out of the jam that way? Now, you can't, he's not a second-class citizen, but in your mind, you belittle him rather than magnify him. You glue him down rather than glorify him. Right? So, God, deliver me. Raise your hand if you need some deliverance. If there's a situation in your life right now you just need prayer for, you need deliverance. God, deliver me. Hurry to help me, Lord. I want you to know something, that one hour is nothing to God. One day is as a thousand days is one day with the Lord. So look, you're pulling your hair out about God, sleep on the pillow somewhere. Because time is in his hands. When God shows up, he don't fix the problem. It's already fixed. All he has to do is bring you to the problem so you can see what God does when you can't see what God does. So hurry. So you will need hurry because you're going through something. Anytime you're in pain, there's two things that you want to do. Number one, first thing you want to do is you want to get out from under that thing, no matter how hard it is. I can't deal with it no more. And the second thing is you want to get back to a state of normalcy. People commit suicide physically because they can't handle pain. Would you understand that there's so many people committing spiritual suicide? They're leaving God, running to painkillers, running to toxic situations, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, right? Getting caught up in everything but making other gods out of people, out of money, out of things, out of situations, out of posture, out of positions, rather than just go to God and say, God, deliver me. I don't know about you folks, but I ain't too proud to beg. I ain't too proud to ask God for what I need. At 53 years old, I'm not where I was 20 years ago. Most of you know that. Most of you have known me over the years. Know that I had a few talents and et cetera, and I didn't know God the way I know God now. It wasn't that the teaching wasn't right. It wasn't that people wasn't trying to get me. I wasn't ready. The life experience, life happens. Will wake you up. And all of a sudden, you will recognize that everything you have is vanity. You don't have God. I know what I'm talking about. So God, deliver me. Hurry to help me, Lord. I need help. I'm your son, your daughter. Do you see my neon sign? I need help. Hurry to rescue me. See, deliverance is really rescuing you. Let those who seek my life be disgraced and confused or confounded. Let those who wish me harm be driven back and humiliated. Let those who say, aha, retreat because of their shame. I recognize, I realize, and the songwriter said it, smiling faces. That's right, smiling faces, they don't tell the truth. He says, can you dig it? Songwriter said that. Somebody wants to get you. Good to see you, Didi Lucy. Somebody is out because of jealousy or position. They need to move you out the way. See, that's worldliness. Worldliness is committing fratricide. What are you saying, brother preacher? Worldliness has a Cain mindset. What do you mean by a Cain mindset? Go back and visit Genesis chapter 4. Cain killed his brother Abel. Why? Because his offering was rejected. They won't brought an offering. Abel was received and accepted. His was rejected, and people cannot accept rejection. So what did he do? He plotted, he killed his brother. He felt, if I just move Abel out of the way, I'm the only thing standing. God has to accept me now. How arrogant is that? God don't have to accept nothing you break forward. And you're going to find out. As Cain found out. So, let us make sure that even those enemies that we have and those frenemies that we don't know are enemies. Right? Let us make sure that we turn them over to God. I was so thankful and just ready to shout right into a guy that I've been talking to for almost a year now, trying to get him switched over. Many of you know I've talked to, I'm not going to go into that, but talked to him, and so he said, you know something, I noticed how you handled that last situation. I said, what do you mean? Good to see you, Lynn. Says, how you handled Psalms chapter 70? Says, how you, I realized how you handled that last situation. You were so smooth. I said, what are you talking about, man? He says, I came to you and I told you that I was getting ready to do something stupid. You knew I had a pistol. I had this gun. And times has gotten so hard, even though I have a place, I ain't got nothing going on. Since times have gotten so hard that I'm going to take this pistol and go take something from somebody else. He said, when I told you that, you just looked at me. Looked at me for about a good 2 or 3 minutes, and your eyes came, and you just went on. I said, yeah. I said, I prayed for you. I said, because what you have to understand is when everything else runs out, faith must run in. Faith must kick in. Every one of us can go postal, but you can't go postal and work at UPS. You cannot live for the Lord and walk around like you're in the world. You cannot have one foot out of a banana peel and another foot out of oil slick and not expect to do the splits. You're going down. What you have to understand is that we serve a God that brings you up. He says, let me tell you what I did. I said, man, do I really want to hear this? He says, yeah, you need to hear this. I said, okay. He says, what I did, I started thinking about your reaction. He said, you know, I respect you. I said, well, I appreciate that, but I want you to respect God. He says, I started thinking about what things I had I might be able to sell or something so I could get a few things or whatever else. So then I went back home and I got that gun. So I took the gun and I took it apart. I took it to the garbage area. And I took the barrel apart and I threw the barrel one way. And I took the rest of it to another area and I threw it another way. So therefore, the barrel and the gun will never be put together, and this gun will never hurt no one. Because I never hurt nobody by it. And I told you, said, I remember you telling me when I got to get rid of it. I said, yeah, because if you have it, you may use it. God don't want you to have your faith wrapped up in a pistol. He wants your faith wrapped up in prayer. You need to know who he is. Prayer is stronger than your ice. Prayer is stronger than your bad attitude. Prayer is stronger than your bad relationships. Prayer will bring you through some difficult times. when you truly learn how to pray, which means you truly have an intimate relationship with God, and you become vulnerable. None of us want to be vulnerable, but you lay yourself on the altar and say, God, if you just take me and you just help me, I can make it. Give God your life, and God will take care of your living. But when you shake a fist of rebellion in his face by not accepting, you're going to have some difficult times. Man going to suffer. But suffering ain't so bad when God's on board. Look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the book of Daniel. When God is on board, you can be thrown in a fiery furnace. Have it turned up 7 times. Fall in bounds. Right? First in. But when they look in there, you're walking around loose. They're having a good time and fellowship. And they see someone else in there. Nebuchadnezzar testified. We threw in 3, but I see 4. Loose. Walking around. One looking like the Son of God. So even God will be in those very difficult times, which when you lose a friend and you have to sing at a eulogy. When you lose a loved one and you have to give the eulogy. When you have to go say I'm sorry to a family that's done you wrong. When you have to send condolences to difficult individuals, you may have to be the very one to give blood to someone who needs a blood transfusion because you're the only match. And they've been doing you wrong all this time. However your decisions are, recognize that God is there. So when those who seek your life need to be disgraced, don't you disgrace them. Let God be the one to disgrace them. So he will give grace and mercy to whom he chooses, but he cannot grace and mercy those who need to look up. Or sometimes you need to be knocked flat on your back so all you can do is look up. God won't hear from you one way or another. Every knee going to bow, every tongue is going to confess that Jesus is Lord. You best do it now while you have an opportunity to make heaven your home. Folks look at me crazy, said, man, you prayed with so many different people and you have been all over the world. And you ain't got the blues? No, I don't have the blues. I don't have the blues. I have Jesus. That's a whole other color. Come on now. I got Jesus. Now, it's a style of music I love playing because it's so emotional and it's earthy and it reaches in the very gut and talks about experiences like it's like having poetry or reading a novel, reading the book of Psalms, someone going through something. But the end result is I'm not incarcerated in the blues. They just recently had the Blues Awards, and I'm just so glad my friends got recognized for they needed it for years and years and years on end. But it's my prayer that they really get to know who God is. See, for when you know who God is, good to see you, Mom. Good to see you. James, let's hear praise God for you. When you really get to know who God is, you don't have to deal with those issues of life. Why? Because God will bring you through. You don't need somebody to give you a piece of paper or a plaque on the wall. I have my name written in a Lamb's Book of Life. That's nice to receive little accolades. Nice to be known for the things that you do and praise God for all that. But if you never get any glory here, this is who I'm talking to, those that don't get the accolades that they deserve. If you never get any glory here, don't worry about it because God has a great daytime. And you're on your name written in heaven. is higher than anything that can be written here on earth. Access to heaven. Deliverance from the sin-cursed world. Where there'll be no more pain, no more sorrow, no more hurt, no more difficult times. That's what we're looking for. Praise God. And so as we take a look at the scriptures, and you have those that are hurting you, give them to the Lord. Lay them on the altar. God help me with bad slap grass. God, I need help with Sister Delicious. God, I can't make it with all the issues that I'm going. Allow yourself to be depressed and you're in the suppressing pain, which becomes toxic in your system and starts to work itself out in your physical health. Release! Release! Get over it all! And watch what God will do for you. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. You'll feel healthy, you'll feel vibrant, you'll feel energized. Why? Because you gave it to the Lord. Take my burdens to the Lord and leave them there. But even in the midst of a difficult day, you can have a happy time. God deliver me. Hurry up to help me. Let those who seek my life be disgraced and confounded. Let those who wish me harm be driven back and humiliated. Let those who say, aha, aha, retreat because of their shame. See, people will hurt you. Why? Because they're really trying to cover up the hurt that they're dealing with. So they're deflecting by putting you out front when it's really them that they really can't fix. After a while, you need to be thankful that God has allowed you to be a stronger individual to absorb the pain of others. I think you heard me. God will use you to help others see him. And in order to do that, you have to take on pain. Take on cares. Take on the burdens of others. Let all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Only in Jesus can we find real joy. See, when we find real joy in Jesus, it's like having needing a fix again. If you're going to be addicted to anything, be addicted to Christ. Be addicted to love. Right? Because God is love. And meeting over and over again. Right? And so as you continue to rejoice over the good things that happen in your life. Good to see you, Sister Belinda. Belinda is having a great time, right? Because her son has came back. God has brought him back in one piece. I saw the picture. Brother looked good. I think his name is George. Praise God for his service. See, when God answers a mama's prayer, answers a grandmother's prayer, answers a daddy's prayer, answers a prayer, when God answers that, you need to just run to God and just say thank you. Thank you. Because when you was helpless and there was nothing you could do, God heard you and God stepped in. That's deliverance. Answered prayer is deliverance, folks. You've been rescued. You've been saved. You've been set apart. That those who seek, let all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let those who love your salvation continually say, God is great. What do you say about God? What do you say about God? I am afflicted and needy. Hurry to me, God. You are my help and my deliverer. Lord, do not delay. God wants to hear from you. David, a man after God's own heart, but a man that was not sin free. A king, royalty, but still had problems, saying, God, you are my help, and you are my deliverer. As I close this lesson tonight, who do you look to for help? Who do you look to be delivered? And let me say this, when everybody else runs out and no one else is available, notice that God is still there. When your best friend passes away, when your mother dies, your father dies, when your confidant is no longer there, God will fill that hole. You don't have to feel like a piece of Swiss cheese. Faith, cover up. Faith will fill in on those areas. You will be able to make it to the next level and beyond with God. But by yourself, you may just be stuck in a rut. Hold fast and pray that on this day, as you look to the hills for what cometh your help, you will recognize that we serve a God that's better to us than we've ever been to ourselves. And if I do, if you don't never hear another word from me from this point forward, because I just realized that even in my brother's situation, the seriousness of time, the time is short. Now is the acceptable time for salvation. So, I'm about to wrap it up for God. I'm not turning it down because some dusty-eyed man wants me to tune down. At the end result, we're all going to fit in the six-ounce box, or you're going to be cremated into an urn. I'm not worried about this side. What I'm concerned about is the other side. And if I don't ramp it up for God, why do you expect him to ramp it up for you? If you're here today, you need deliverance, as David did here in Psalm 70. If you're here today and you can't rejoice because you have lost your first love, you're caught up in confusion and caught up in situations, you're a disgrace, you're confounded, you feel humiliated. You feel shame. You can't rise above your situation because of your affliction and your neediness. I'm here to tell you, whatever your needs are, Jesus has come unto me. All you that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Folks, I'm telling you, there's something about rest. I'm an Iowa boy. And this time of year is my time. My wife even said this morning, how do you be so tired? Because it's cool. And anytime it's cool, we used to open the window and just let the breeze come in. That's the best sleep in the world, especially if you get into that niche where your mattress becomes a part of you. And you're in that final spot, nothing bothering you. Then you can get into that deep sleep. You can get you 2, 3, 4 hours of real deep REM sleep. That's better than 8 hours of surface sleep. It's more healthy for you. And so it happens from time to time. When you hit that niche, man, ain't nothing like some good rest. Jesus is coming to you all the heavy, the elated, and I will give you rest. Some of you can't sleep at night. It ain't sleep apnea, it's sin. Sin apnea. Some of you having issues tonight because it's guilt apnea. right? These are the things that are keeping you. These are the aptitudes, that the ability that's keeping you from being able to rest. Why make sin your God? Why make situations your God? Jesus says, make me your God, and I'll give you rest. Really, I'll fight and I'll take care of your rest. Yoke up with me. Learn from me. And I'll give you rest. But an unrestful situation is an unsober, unbalanced situation. And there's a lot of people running through life with an unbalanced mind because they won't give it over to Jesus. If you're here today and you need prayer, if you're on Facebook, you can just type in, I need prayer. You can say, if you go as far as you want to talk about what you want to talk about, or you just need prayer, God knows what you're going through. Died for. He loves you. No problem with that. We'll pray for you even right now, this very moment, to us. Call in on our blog talk line. Call in right now at 619-924-0767. I see my wife over there, and others may be coming in, so I'll be able to reach over to them. A lot of times they're listening, they're just not. They don't want to say anything. So you don't want to say anything, you don't have to. But if you want to talk, you need to talk it out. Give us a call, 619-924-0767. You can dial it right now, even while you're watching me on Facebook. 619-924-0767. 619-924-0767. And we'll talk about it. So let's go to God in prayer. Father God, thank you for these people. Thank you for these souls. Thank you for life. Father, we know that you are more concerned about our character than you are about our comfort. So you allow things to come our way so that we'll wake up, and we'll look up, and we'll reach up. In order for us to grab the lifeline, we have to grab onto your unchanging hand. Continue to correct us when we're wrong. Build us up when we're weak and strengthen us when we've been torn down. Father, we love you, we adore you, and I just thank you so much for what you do, what you have done. And I'm asking you to continue to wrap it up for us as we need to wrap it up for you. This is our prayer today in Jesus' name. Let's collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. All right, let's go to my wife, who I know got on just a little bit late, but she may have something that she would like to share with us. You there, honey?
Yes, and I got on extremely late, but I did get enough to know about, to understand about the rest that we get in God, the rest that we get when we turn it over to God. That ability to do that, that blessing that we have to turn things over to Him when it's just impossible for us to deal with, we have someone to give it to. We have someone that will help us make it through. So I thank you for the lesson. Thank you very much.
Amen. Thank you so much for that comment. I know you did get on a little late, and that's all right. So I had glad to have whatever little bit that you do have to share with someone. You never know whose life you can touch. Sometimes we think that, you know, we ain't got anything to say, but there may be somebody that needs to hear your voice. Your voice can touch many, a multitude, somebody in a whole other country you don't even know. God can use you to bless them, so we thank you for that. Again, do something for someone they can't repay you for, giving Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Thank you for tuning in, for fighting an incarcerated mind with the incarnated Christ. For those that are on Blog Talk in Norway, as well as Canada and the continental United States, and those that are here on Facebook, thank you for tuning in with Armed and Dangerous and Golgotha Church of Christ for our Thursday night Bible class, Study to Show Thyself Approved. Have a great evening. God bless you in the name of the Lord. We love you. Do something for Jesus, because Jesus always does something for you. Amen, in the name of the Lord.